Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead, text your neighbor, T-Boy, and tweet him. Hit him up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down, a word from the Lord on today. Like I said before, welcome each and every one of you. I know y'all having a good day with this beautiful sunshine out of all the rain. You know, there's this song, you don't know what it is to wear a smile if you never wore a frown. So now you can smile. Glory to God. We have some beautiful weather, amen, in the South. So we thank God for all this wonderful weather. We thank God for how he kept everyone and took them through. We know there was some tornadoes that hit in some places, but you know, God is still good. God's still God. Even after all and everything that happened, God is still God. So we understand, you know, some, you know, they say, how can God be in this? But, you know, he's everywhere. He said he's everywhere and everything that we need him to be. So we have to remember. I know some say, well, you don't know how I feel. It didn't hit you. It didn't hit home. But you know what? Amen. We may not have had the tornadoes to hit, but there are some stuff that have hit that can knock anybody to their knees. Glory to God. But we thank God, amen, for how he sees God and sits high and looks low. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God. Always look out for the next person, amen, that's around you. You know, sometimes you just say, I'm just concerned about my four and no more. It don't matter. You know, as long as I get mine. But make sure you look out for somebody else. You know, I mean, you know, everybody is not just a taker. There are some, amen, that are givers. Glory to God. And you want to also help those, you know, sometimes they may come by. You might give them something. They may not never give you nothing back. But understand, God is a rewarder better than people are. They may come back, well, you know what you did? It's for me. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you this right here. But you know what? God can open up the windows of heaven and pour you down even more. Where you gave them, you know, the $20, and they, well, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you 10. Well, hey, don't get disgusted. Don't get broke down about it. But guess what? When God opened up his window, he can pour you down all the money, all the honey, everything else that you will need. So don't get disgusted. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. I'm going to do the announcements at the end. Amen. So y'all get ready. Get ready for the announcements later. Hallelujah. But right now, I'm going to open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, what I would like for you to do is press the 1, and I will bring you in. I don't want you to give me your name, but I do want you to tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. That's the only thing I ask. We want to know what part of the world we're reaching, because guess what? God is still God. We got to remember God's still God. And I'm opening up this prayer line for you to come in and tell me what's your prayer request. Glory to God. I know so many times you say, well, I started to press the 1. No, don't start. Don't let the devil stop you from getting what you need. But so many times he try to tie you up, glory to God, and make you think, well, you know what? They're going to know who you are. They're going to know your voice. Well, if you want to, disguise your voice. It's up to you. Hallelujah. But if you need it, go ahead and press the 1 and come in for prayer. Hallelujah. Because I want God to move in your life in this season like never before. Oh, my God, my God. He is an on-time God. He may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. Glory to God and good God Almighty. Hallelujah. No one has pressed the 1, so guess what? We're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray for each and every person on this line on today. Father God, let them hear the word of the Lord on today. Lord God, let them write the word on the tables of their heart so they sin not against thee, O Lord. Let them write that word on their heart, Lord God, so they can move forward in you, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus. Let nothing hold them back, because there's no stopping them now, Lord. We're in a season where everything, Lord God, you ask for, you can get it. But Lord God, we got to believe it, Lord God. We got to believe that you are a reward of them that diligently seek you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for all those that are listening, Lord God, under the sound of my voice, whether they're listening by phone, whether they're listening, Lord God, on the airways, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch them, Lord, where they need touching. Heal them, Lord God, where they need healing, God. If it's their heart, Lord God, and they're broken in their heart, heal their heart, Lord. Renew their strength back in you, Lord. Let them know you're still there. Nothing has changed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, Lord God, for the tornado victims, Lord God. I pray, God, everything that they need, Lord, that you will provide. Because you are God and you are provider of everything that they may need, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for those that you put in the path to give, Lord God, to this cause, Lord. Lord, let them do what they're supposed to do with the money and the income, Lord God, to give to those in need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we push all the scammers, Lord God, back out of the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just those, Lord God, who are pure. Those that are coming for the right reason, not the wrong reason, Lord God. Everyone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that is not coming, Lord God, for the right reason. We push them back right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, because we know, Lord, that you're in control, Lord God. Let them spot them when they come, Lord God, before they even start working on their dwellings, on their houses, Lord God. Let them spot them before they even start anything, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bind them up, Lord. Let them be exposed right now in this season, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are trying to get a closer walk with you, Lord God. Father, I ask you to move all hindrances out of the way, Lord, whatever it may be, Lord. If it's people, Lord God, then tell them to let them go. Oh, my God, because everybody is not going to want what you want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you're going to have to get and seek it for yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh, Lord God, how we, Lord God, look after you, Lord God, and we know, Lord, that you'll give them, Lord God. Oh, my God. You will give them, Lord God. Oh, good God Almighty. And he will give you, hallelujah, the desires of your heart. When he says, seek him, with all you got, he will give you the desires of your heart. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, oh, God, for this day, oh, Lord. We thank you, God, for healing, God, and those that need a healing, Lord God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, those that just need strength, those that are lonely, Lord God. You said, Lord God, you'll stick closer to them than a brother, oh Lord God. You'll be there. You'll be the comforter. Oh, my God. You'll give them peace in their mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. You might think that your friends have walked away, but understand God is there. He's not going anywhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you want to hold on. Hallelujah. To his unchanging hand, because he's the one that's going to walk you through whatever you got to go through. You know, sometimes when you get to going through all these trials and all these tribulations and all these troubles, you forget all about him. You forget all about it. Don't even say, Lord, I need you to help me. Hallelujah. Just for a minute, your mind should come back. But sometimes the enemy tries to stray you away from saying, Lord, I need you to help me with this. But understand, you need to come back and say, hold up, wait a minute, now. Let me get some Jesus in it. Good God Almighty. Because you know what? Hallelujah. You ain't even got him in the equation. My God, my God. Hallelujah. You're just saying, oh, man, what is going on, you know? You got to learn how to put the word on them situations. Hallelujah. If you got the word in you, then put it on you. Hallelujah. Put the word in them situations and watch them change. Hallelujah. It may not come when you want it to, but it's always right on time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand, if they had listened to Moses, they wouldn't have been out there walking all and doing all that out there in the wilderness all them 40 years. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you see, you got to listen to those that try to help you and those that try to tell you something. You know, you sometimes you hear, I know. But you know what you need to do? Still listen. Because it may be a nugget that they're dropping in your spirit that you didn't know. It may be something that the Lord is telling him that he didn't tell you because he couldn't get it to you. So he's using another avenue to get it to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So now we're in this listening stage. Hallelujah. You know, if you get somebody always talking and always talking and always talking, and they always going on and on and rambling on and on and on and won't listen to anybody, you better leave them alone. Glory to God. Because if they ain't going to hear what you're saying, they are not going to hear what God's saying. And they ain't going to hear the God that's in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're living in a season where you better walk closer and you need to listen. Hallelujah. Listen more. Hallelujah. You know what I always say? Listen more and talk less when someone is speaking. I know, like I always say, you know, and I say on my show sometimes, I'm a writer. I like to write. I got books and books and books and tablets and stuff I've written down. Hallelujah. Because I want to someday go back and read it, amen, and transcribe it, you know, and tell everybody what was said. That's what I want to do, and glory to God, and that's what you should do. You can go back and read it. You know, that's what they mean by put it on the shelf, because you put it on there and you date it and said, okay, this is what this was said this day. This is what they said this day. Who said it, why they said it, and how it came about. Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. And then you can go back and you can pull it up. Amen. And you can find out. So you know what they told me that. I remember they said that. So now you know. So you won't go out there walking all out there on third field. Hallelujah. And then here come the coach saying, you're out. Get out. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's someone, hallelujah, who has some swelling. You have swelling in your feet. Well, I'm going to pray for that. Hallelujah. You didn't press the one, but I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. So what I need you to do, amen, glory to God. I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. And you're going to feel, amen, this prayer. When I pray it, just take your hand and lay it, hallelujah, on your feet. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for that feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm hearing him saying both feet. Okay. Well, just lay your hands on both feet. Hallelujah. They're yours. Lay it on there. Glory to God. You can go wash your hands. Just a side note. Okay. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, as I speak right now, Lord God, I said draw the swelling out right now in the name of Jesus. Let their feet go down, Lord, to where they're supposed to be, Lord God. Let them be able to walk on them and they not hurt. Let them be able, Lord God, to put their shoes on, Lord. Oh, my God, this person hasn't been able to wear the shoes. Oh, my God, huh? But after this day, right now, you will be able to put your shoes on and walk. You won't have this problem, hallelujah, if you do what I say, hallelujah. But you got to listen and do it. Put your hands on your feet, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, let it go down, Lord, the swelling, and they will be able to wear their shoes without any problem. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. I said the swelling go down, pain be gone right now. I decree and I declare in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And if that was you, would you call me? Amen. Glory to God. And let me know. Hit me up on Facebook. Hallelujah. Because God is good. He's in the healing business. Hallelujah. I don't know why they think God's still not healing, but yes, he is. Glory to God. He says some got healed on this side and some got healed on the other. So he's still healing. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, huh? Hallelujah. When you serve God, serve him to the fullest and read his word and meditate on it day and night and watch the success. So when you're in your own private time, hallelujah, when you're hanging out with the Lord, you know, Lord, what are you saying through this word? Lord, how can I use this word? Hallelujah. And like I said, everybody don't want what you want, So that's what you have to learn, how to depart away from them and get what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And pray for them that they will, hallelujah, open up and let God pour into them. Hallelujah. So, you know, you're not leaving them out there alone, but their prayer, your prayer will do them much good. It'll help them through everything that they got to go through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. My God, what an awesome God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know today is Sunday and everybody, you know, went to church and everything and heard the word. Hallelujah. Well, you can go ahead and kick your high heels off. Amen. Your stilettos, your pumps or whatever you got on. Hallelujah. To hear the word of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. There's someone. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's someone that says, someone said they had something they wanted to give them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, they don't know whether to take it or not. Hallelujah. Well, here's the thing. You know, what God gives you, hallelujah, it ain't going to add no sorrow to you. You ain't going to be in confusion about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because apparently these people have done something to you. So now he said he'll bless you through your enemies. He did say that. So what you need to do is just pray about it and ask the Lord, do you take it or do you leave it alone? Because you know what? Now you're just in turmoil, and I can see you. Hallelujah. Well, do I take it? Do I not take it? Do I take it? Do I not? Here, just pray about it. Hallelujah. And if God don't lead you to take it, then you know what? Just leave it alone. Hallelujah. That's what you do. That's the way you do it. Hallelujah. You know, so many times you come online, well, I need you to tell me, prophet, do I take it? No, I'm going to tell you to take it to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. And he will tell you so you can be at peace in your own mind. Because a prophet can tell you something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. But if he ain't told her whether he wants you to keep it or not, then you need to go to him in prayer. Hallelujah. And that way you'll be fully persuaded in your own mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, what an awesome God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and get into the word. Amen. I'm going to be coming from 2 Kings chapter 4. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 4. And the title of this message on today is Use What You Have to Get What You Need. So many times, you know, you have just a little bit, you know, well, I only got $2 or $3, you know, and I got a light bill due, and baby need a pair of shoes, and telephone disconnect, waiting for the next paycheck. Y'all know the song. Come on, man. Glory to God. But what you need to do is, amen. You say, Lord, I ain't got enough. I don't have enough to do nothing with here. So guess what you're going to do? Hallelujah. You know, you can go and get, well, you know what? I'm going to come over here I'm going to come over here to Mickey. Hallelujah. And say, well, you know, can y'all let me borrow this and borrow that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then I still ain't got enough. You're going to go and ask somebody else to borrow some. Glory to God. Well, you know what you could do? You could say, well, Lord, I don't have enough. I'm going to use what I got here. And I'm going to show this. But, Lord, I need a miracle, and I need it right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't put no demands. No demands. Excuse me. You just let him know the Lord, I need it. He know you need it. Hallelujah. But he want to say you know you need it. Glory to God. He want to hear you praying to him. Because you know what? If he gave you everything you need without you even saying a word, would you ever pray? No. Hallelujah. No, you wouldn't. Hallelujah. So that's the thing about it. Yes, he already knows what you need, because if he sit high, come on now, and he looks low, he knows what you need, but he want to hear you pray it. Hallelujah. Say, Father, I come to you as humble as I know how, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, my light bill need paying, Lord God. Lord, the rent need paying, Lord God. Lord, the telephone bill need paying, Lord. And Lord, I'm telling you, Lord, I'm going to show what I got right here. But Lord, I need this miracle right here, Lord. So Lord, I'm asking you, Lord God, to increase this, Lord, to increase it. Glory to God. And then here he come, and he may put everything, let everything get on hold till you can get some money to do it. And then people say, well, he didn't answer my prayer. Oh, yes, he did. Because guess what? It didn't get cut off. Hallelujah. Your insurance didn't get canceled. They didn't kick you out. Hallelujah. You know, you look at it one way, but there's more than one way to look at a miracle. It is. There's more than one way to look at a miracle. You said, well, God didn't move. Oh, yes, he did move. He did. Glory to God. Just because he didn't put thousands of dollars in your hand. Hallelujah. And if he had, then guess what? You still probably wouldn't have learned the lesson. So he has to do it a different way. Because I used to think like that. I used to be that. I used to think like that. But then I understood, you know, okay, the Lord, you made this way. You made that way. Now I thank you, Lord, because you did make a way. He said he'd make a way out of no way. Glory to God. So he did still make the way. Hallelujah. My God. Let's go ahead and get in our message, 2 Kings chapter 4. I know y'all have heard this before, but you know this is what God is saying in these last days. Hallelujah. You got to believe in him, and you got to learn how to trust him no matter what you're going through, no matter how you feel. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you walk by your feelings, but it's not time to walk by feelings. It's time to walk by what this word says. Hallelujah. And you got to learn how to dig in this word and listen to those that are over you, to your leaders, and make sure, hallelujah, that you on the right track. Because you can get on the wrong track. You can. Glory to God. Because you won't listen at anybody. But you know, this is the season where you got to listen. Open your ears and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Don't you know he used your leaders? They done laid before the Lord. They done prayed for you. They done, amen, stood in the gap for you. They done asked, Lord, well, Lord, do you want me to tell them this? Or do you want me to do this? And don't you know that they've already, hallelujah, went before the Lord. Glory to God. So listen. You got to have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. That's why you got to turn your ear, amen, to the Lord and hear what he's saying in these last and even days. Don't always talk and say, well, you know, I know. Like I always say it again, don't say, I know, I know, I know. No, listen. Even if you do know, it's confirmation that he'll bring you. Because you know why? Because you're unsure. Oh, my God. That's one of them, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he'll bring you confirmation still. Okay, let's get in the word. Hallelujah. Chapter 4, 2 Kings chapter 4. And I said the title was, use what you got, what you have to get what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, thou servant, my husband is dead. And thou knowest that thou servant did fear the Lord. And the creditors is come to take away him, my two sons, to be bondman. In other words, she was saying, you know, my husband died and he loved the Lord, but he died and he left owing some money, amen, and owing some things to some other people. And they were going to come and they were going to take my two sons. He was under the prophet listening to the word of God, and he loved the word of God, and he would spend time with them listening, hallelujah, to see what the Lord wanted him to do and how he wanted them to live so he could lead a family into being godly. And that's what he did, hallelujah. That's exactly what he did. He was sitting up on them. That's why they call him the sons of the prophet. He was one of the ones that sit there and heard the word and listened to the word of God and spent time with him to see how he should live a right lifestyle of living and how he need to do his family and how he need to treat his wife and his children. And he loved the Lord, and that's what she was telling him. She cried to him because he cried to Elijah because he had died. And she needed some money to pay these creditors. Y'all know who the creditors is. You know, during that time, what they would do, they could come and take your children and put them out and make them slave for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know, now all they do is they'll send you into the collections, you know, and they'll write you a letter if you don't pay this and that. You know, you go to court and do all that kind of stuff, and that's what they do now. They don't come get your children now. They don't get your children now. Glory to God. But that's what they did back in those days. They would come and get them and put them out there in their fields and work them hard. And she cried unto the man of God, saying, you know, he loved the Lord. She was telling him, You know, he said in his word, he said, put me in remembrance of my word. So he was putting him in remembrance of the word that, you know, he loved God. So come on now. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 2. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid have not anything in the house save a pot of oil. She said, I don't have anything. In other words, she was telling him she don't have nothing of value in the house. The only thing she had was a pot of oil. Well, like I said, if what you have in your house is not enough, what you have in your hand is not enough to meet your needs, you know, it's your seed, glory to God. And sometimes you'll have things like, some people have like old comic books and stuff like that, and they're holding on to them. You know, you can sell them and make a pretty penny, really, for real. Glory to God. You know, just think about it. And all she had was just one pot of oil. She said, I don't have anything. I have nothing of value. I have only this pot of oil. Well, back in those days, oil was very expensive. The olive oil was expensive. Glory to God. And that's the only thing she had. She said, I got one little pot of oil. She said, that's all I got in my house. Can you imagine? If you ain't got for $5 and your light bill is $100, then what you going to do, Lord? I know I can't pay on it with this $5. So, Lord, I got to cede it to you. You know what I'm seeing now in these days? You know, people are holding on so tight. They say, you know, it's the gas prices, you know, and it's the food prices. Hallelujah, you know. But understand, God going to feed you if you're hungry. If you're thirsty, he going to give you some water. Glory to God. So you need to look at that. So if you still holding on to that little bit, well, you know, I can't give none this month. You know, I can't sow my seeds, or I can't give this time. I'm going to give it next time. No. So what if he tell you, well, you know what, I can't bless you this time, but you need a blessing for your children. You need a blessing for your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. But he said, no, I can't do it this time. I'll do it next time. What would you do? Hallelujah. What would you do? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you're going to put him on the back burner. That ain't the way it is. He said, give me mine first. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Do you know how to peel him off here first? Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And watch and see when he open up the windows of heaven. And you won't be in lack so much all the time. Yes. You go through trials and tribulations and all those different things, but you won't be in lack all the time. And every time you turn around, this happening, that happening. Oh, my finances is just a mess, Lord. This happening, that happening. You're stealing. You're a God robber. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But all she had in there was a pot of oil. Amen. Let's move on to verse 3. Then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Even empty vessels, borrow not a few. He said, go and borrow from all thy neighbors. So he told, in other words, he was telling them, y'all go from house to house and get something to put this oil in. Glory to God. He said, don't borrow just a few. Go and borrow many. Don't you know if I saw some flower pots on the way out of an empty, I'm sorry, I'm saying y'all forgive me, okay? But I need this flower pot. If you don't mind, I'll bring it back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'd have poured them flowers out. Hallelujah. I'd have let them know, like, look, give me this flower pot. I need this. Don't you know I'd have got every wheelbarrow, every barrel, every monkey barrel, every barrel I could have got on my way. Hallelujah. And got ready to go back to the man of God. See, that's what you call making sure that you're doing what the man and woman of God is telling you to do. See, the man of God was sitting there. He was a prophet. See, there are real and true prophets. You know, people always talk about touch my not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. He means don't touch anybody that says they're anointed. He means don't touch anybody that walks with the Lord. Glory to God. And you know they are. You know they, whether they're a lay member, whether they're a teacher, amen, whether they're, amen, a gift of ministry, gift of song, gift of whatever. He means don't touch them at all. Elder, don't touch them at all. Glory to God. So he told them, go borrow and don't borrow just a few. Make sure you go from neighbor house. Go from house to house. Knock on every door. Knock on every window. Glory to God. And get all that they have. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon the sons, and shall pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. He told them, now what you do is, he was giving them some specific instructions. Have he, God ever gave you some specific instructions from the prophet? Yes. This is from the prophet Elijah. Have he ever gave you some specific instructions on what he wants you to do? This is what I want you to do. I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. And have you did it just like he said it? Hallelujah. Or do you deviate from the plan and go somewhere else? Well, can I do this like this, and can I do that? But that wasn't what they said. That wasn't what the apostle said. That wasn't what the pastor said. That wasn't what the prophet said. That wasn't what the man of God was saying. He was telling you what to do, how to do it, to get blessed. Don't you know whenever you get a prophet, there's no shortcut. You shouldn't want to take a shortcut. To get what you want from God, you should want to follow it to the key. Write it down. Say, hold up. Wait a minute. I didn't get it. Hold up. Wait a minute now. Hold up. Let me write it down. What you say? And ask again. And do it just like they asked. Hallelujah. But what would you rather have? You rather have the blessing, the thing that God is wanting to give you, or would you just rather have nothing? Hallelujah. Well, you make that decision. So what he told them, whenever they did that, take all that was full and set them by your side. Okay? He said, set them to the side. Okay. And so she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. That's what he told her. So she went in, her and her sons, and they shut the door. And he told her to pour it. Hallelujah. Can you imagine he had this in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know, Lord God, that this woman, Lord God, and her sons are in need. And he went to praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Lord, I know you're everywhere and everything that we need you to be. So, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord God, to fill them up, every one of them, Lord God. Every one that they have brought in that room, Lord, fill them up, Lord God. Let the oil keep pouring, Lord, because she need a blessing. She need a special miracle from you on this day. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so she shut the door. Hallelujah. And it came to pass when and the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. In other words, it wasn't nothing, nothing else come out because she had no more vessels. She filled up everything that she had. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that oil kept pouring. Hallelujah. Do you want God to keep raining on you? Do you want your oil to keep flowing? Hallelujah. Well, don't hold back what belongs to him. Hallelujah. Give him what belongs to him. Oh, my God. So you can keep what you need coming. Hallelujah. Whether it's finances, whether it's peace you need, you continue to stay in his word, whether you want him to continue to talk to you. So live a right lifestyle of living. Live a righteous lifestyle of living. Continue to pray. Continue to read. Continue to seek his word. So he, hallelujah, glory to God, can continue to give you what you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thou debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. So don't you know he, amen, she was blessed because she did exactly what he said. She went, hallelujah. They could have got a little bit more, amen, to pour it in. Yes, probably could have, because he told them to go from door to door, door to door. Glory to God. Go to all your neighbors, I mean every neighbor you had in the neighborhood, and get what you need, hallelujah, and come back. Set the door, you and your son, and get ready for the miracle. Get ready for the miracle. If you have continued to sow, hallelujah, let me say it before I, amen, glory to God, before I go on. If you have continued to sow your seed, you have continued, amen, glory to God, to pay your tithes and your offering, and you continue in his word, and you continued in the ministry, and you didn't back up on God. Get ready for your all to flow, to continue to flow. Don't cut it off, hallelujah, by saying, well, I'm not going to give this. I'm just going to wait, you know, till next time. No, continue. continue on, because God will bless you if you continue on in his word and if you continue to do what you're supposed to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Because if you see right here, it flowed. It just kept continuing to flow. Hallelujah. When she did what the man and woman of God, you know, you hear in churches sometimes the pastor say, yeah, y'all, you know, make sure you're giving your tithes and your offering, God says, so there'll be meat on my table. And then here you go. Well, you know what? You know, all they do is just want your money. Hallelujah. That's just not so. Everybody is not like that. And furthermore, here's the thing. You don't worry about it when it leaves your hand, glory to God. You have done what they instructed you to do. So you're still going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Now, if you go sow on the ground and you know it ain't good ground, then that's on you. But if you know that you know that you know, hallelujah, that you're doing what God has said in his word and you're giving out, then you ain't got to worry about it. It's off you and it's on them what they do with it. Don't worry about it. It's okay, I wonder what they're doing. Is they paying the car payments with it, or is they doing this and they doing that, and these people here on payroll and all this and all that and all. You don't worry about all that. You just make sure that you're doing what he tells you to do. And you hold on and watch your oil begin to flow. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay the debt and live, thou and thy children, on the rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what he said in verse 7. That got it right there. That sealed the deal. So, you know, if they when they did that, they had a lot of oil left. So just think, he told them to live off the rest. And he'll tell you, okay, now I'm going to give you some to show. I'm going to give you some for yourself. Hallelujah. So whatever he gives you for your part, you keep that part. Glory to God. But he'll give you enough where you can have some to sow and some to keep. So remember, that you sow, don't worry about it. After it left your hand, it's a done deal. God don't cut us short. He supersedes that he said he's going to do. He always give you more. Hallelujah. So you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to get entangled with that way of glory to God. Let's move on. And it fell on that day that Elijah passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in tether to eat bread. Glory to God. You see, I won't read it all, but I'm going to read, amen, some of it, glory to God. But you see, right here, it was miracle after miracle. Elijah went from place to place. You know, miracles do still take place. Let's read on a little bit further. And she came unto her husband. Behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continually. You see, she noticed that he was a man of God. Hallelujah. You see, he went from place to place, hallelujah, performing miracles. He was getting ready to perform another miracle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look what happened. Amen. And from verses 1 through 7, whenever he came upon them and she was crying out, telling him, you know, the man of God, you know, my husband loved you. And he was a mighty man of God. And he loved, you know, you. And he sit and listened to the word of God. He sit and he meditated on what you were saying and how to live. Glory to God. And he did all that. Hallelujah. I'm not going to read all of that, but see, he continued on. He didn't let it stop there with just that one miracle. I'm not going to read the rest of it, but he went on, glory to God, and performed several other things. Hallelujah. So understand, he's still in the miracle working business. He brought this woman out of a terrible time that she was in. He used what she had in the house. Glory to God. When you are in trouble, seek godly wisdom to gain a new perspective. You know, sometimes you can go and you can ask other people something, and they ain't even a bit more godly than nothing. You're having trouble in your marriage, but then you don't want to go and get the godly counsel, but you want to go and get the ungodly counsel. Hallelujah. Well, it ain't going to prosper you nothing, because those that are not living right, then chances are they're not reading God's word right, right? Come on now. Y'all know it. Come on, scholars. Tell it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And see, you have to use what you got to get what you need. That's what I was talking about. Just use what you got. If you ain't got the $5, go ahead and bless the man and woman of God that you know living right, because I guarantee you, let me tell you something. Over here, you give it to them, guess what's going to happen? They're going to go to bat for you, hallelujah. A lot of them say they go to bat for you, but they don't. I'm just going to tell it like it is, hallelujah. You got to be not scared to tell the minister, the preacher, like God give it to you. Hallelujah. They're not. They'll say, well, okay, yeah, give it to them over there, you know, and yeah, they probably won't even tell them that, okay, well, you know, so-and-so says she sold this and she in need. You know, that's it. That's a done deal. But you tell these over here, guess what they're going to do? They are going to pray for you. Hallelujah. They ain't going to forget it, because by the time they get through with you, hallelujah, they're going to pray for you then. They're going to pray for you before. They're going to pray for you then. They're going to pray for you after, until God done bless you with what you need. Glory to God. And that's the way it should be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So where you want to go? Because sometimes, you know, all this what a woman had was one small jar of oil, yet she was instructed to pour it out. Don't be tempted to hold on to something because you can't see, hallelujah, where it's coming from. You know, sometimes if you ain't got but just a little bit, hallelujah, you say, okay, well, I'm not going to give this. I'm just going to hold on. I can't see it. Nah, you know, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, when you, God's math is much different. He will multiply seed if you trust him. So many times people say they trust the Lord, but they don't trust God like that. They really don't. They say, oh, yeah, I trust him. But time something hit, you'll see where they trust it. Hallelujah. Their trust is in Visa, MasterCard, hallelujah, glory to God, go to the bank card, hallelujah, and all that different thing. That's where it's at. You don't really trust him. You say, oh, Lord, I need this now. I'm just going to go ahead on, and I'm going to go over here and put it on here, and, you know, and God will pay it. Well, sometimes, hallelujah, you need to talk to him. Just ask him, Lord, what do you want me to do? And sometimes you get in a tight end, and the devil will try to crunch you up and make you forget all about asking him anything. He will. But remember, hallelujah, it's God first and everything else, amen, don't even matter. Glory to God. The poor widow woman became a distribution channel of the kingdom of God with one small jar of oil. She gave them exactly what they needed. They bought it, hallelujah. He said, go sell it, hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, do you think he would have told her to go sell it if he knew that they weren't going to buy it? Nah, he wouldn't have did that. Hallelujah. When he told her to go sell it, he knew that this oil was going to sell good. Go sell it and told her to live off the rest. So whenever she was in need, hallelujah, she could go and sell a couple jars of oil, hallelujah, and get what she needed. Church needs some shoes, hallelujah, glory to God. The light bill due too, the rent due. She could go and sell it, hallelujah, and get what she needs. She did not depend on just her own supply, but she sought her neighbors and friends as resources to help her. You know, so many times now, you know, people always say, well, you know, they're not going to help me. And true, some people won't help, but there are those that will help. But my thing is, amen, glory to God, and I do say, hallelujah, glory to God, don't want your neighbor to have less than what God wants to give you. You know, sometimes you want you to have the most and want them to be under you, hallelujah, and have the less. But always want the most for yourself and want more for your neighbor. Glory to God. Because, Lord, I wish you would bless them, Lord. Bless them in a way that they have never been blessed before. Ain't too many people will say that. Because you're scared that he's going to bless them with something that you ain't got. Hallelujah. But what you do is you hinder yourself. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But she went and got the help of a neighbor. Glory to God. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Sometimes people don't want to ask for help. They don't want to do that. Glory to God. They do not want to do that. They rather say, I know it all. I know and I know it all. Yes, I know this and I know that. And a lot of times they look on the phone or whatever. They Google it and YouTube it and do all this stuff. Yes, those are good resources. They are good resources. But when it comes down to the word of God and God done told him what to do and how to do it, you better listen at that. Hallelujah. She was quickly able to sell all the product because she was providing something everyone needed at that time. Even in the midst of her own problem, She was a solution. God gave her supernatural abundant resources and provisions because she obeyed the word. She obeyed what the prophet said. You have to listen and obey what they're telling you. You think that they're trying to get something away from you, but they're not. They're trying to get something to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't think that everybody has the money. I know y'all say when I go on her show, she always talking about money. Well, what you want me to talk about? Cars? Yes. Land? Yes, I can do that too. But now people more or less, hallelujah, talking about the gas hike and the food hike. What you going to buy with? Money, right? So you need an increase in your finances. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's okay. So that's what I'm saying. So don't, hallelujah, glory to God, hold on to that little bit that you got. But learn to sow. Learn to give. Hallelujah. And when you give, I said that once before. I don't know who this for, but don't expect that person to give you back, because God can give you way more than that person can give you. Hallelujah. They can come back and give you a little bit, but he can open up the windows and pour you down so much that you won't have to worry about that situation no more. That'll be over. He'll give you enough, just like he did with the widow woman, amen, to live her and her children off the rest. Glory to God. So don't be in that place to where, hallelujah, you're thinking, well, you know what, this is all I got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm just going to keep it. No, you're going to need more. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your comfort. Thank you, Lord God, for the word on today, Lord. Father God, let them all be givers, Lord God, and not hold on to it. But let them understand, Lord God, in this season that you have to be a giver no matter what. Oh, my God, hallelujah, that you can bless them even in the midst of a famine. You will bless them so they will never run out of nothing. In the name of Jesus, oh God, huh? You'll give them, Lord God, more than they ever had before in their lifetime. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, because you are an on-time God. You're everywhere and in all things, Lord God. Those, Lord God, who don't have enough food, Lord, we pray right now that you send the food, Lord God, to them in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them never, oh my God, be in lack of groceries, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them not be in lack of gas, Lord, as they travel to and fro from work, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them never be in lack of the peace that you can give them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them never be in lack of healing, Lord God, because you said you are the healer in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your comfort, your joy, your peace, and your love, Lord, as you watch over and protect in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve a right now God. We serve an on-time God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, remember, you got to learn how to just give it. And don't worry about it. You hear people so many times, they're questioning it. Like, what do they do with this? Well, what do they do with that? That's not your problem. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just give it and give it freely. Because he said, I love a cheerful giver. Well, are you cheerfully giving or are you giving grudgingly? Yeah, they going to take it. Hallelujah. Because they don't know if you're giving it grudgingly when you're dropping an offering plate. They don't know if you're giving grudgingly, glory to God, when you take it up there and put the envelope on the table. But God does. Hallelujah. He said, well, they gave grudgingly, so you know ain't no blessings going to come out of the grudgingly part, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we think that God don't see. They think he blind. Think he can't see. But if he's everywhere, he's omnipotent. He's everywhere. He sees your coming and sees your going. And see what you say and what you do. Don't you know he see when you go up there and say, well, you know what, I'm going to get this anyway. But I need to know what they're doing with all this money and all that. And some churches will give you a financial report of what are going on, glory to God. But just make sure you're a cheerful giver and you're not, hallelujah, holding on to the little when God can bless you with the much. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and give my announcements. Hallelujah. I want to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday night. We have none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. Awesome, awesome. Oh, my God. It's just the show's just been off the chain. So I encourage you to come and listen. They come on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, I want you to go on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Men, women, boys, girls, amen. Go ahead, inbox them and let them know you need to speak with them. Hallelujah. The way has already been made, but you got to take the way. Huh. Stop being ashamed of what you need. If you need some counseling, get it. Stop being ashamed when you need someone to help you pray some stuff through. If you need help, get it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Comes By Hearing, Elder Bertha Askew. It show comes on every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. I encourage you to listen because Elder prays our house down. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Those songs that he give are just so anointed. You can get your healing right there, but you got to tune in to hear it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Time every Sunday. If you need prayer, you can hit me up on Facebook. I have two pages, Martha Williams and Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and hit me up on Facebook. Inbox me, and I will get back with you. Amen. And then we have a 30-minute break. Then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Awesome woman of God. Amen. She's written two books. Amen. And she's working, amen, on a third one. So I encourage y'all, go ahead and get one, volume one, volume two, and get ready for volume three. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they're coming. It's a good read, so you want to get your book and read. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I want to encourage you to partner. In partnering, you will receive many, many, many perks. You will receive, amen, something on Monday, amen, teaching on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, move on down, glory to God, all through the week for only $25 or more. You know, like I said, $25 is not a whole lot. It's not. And nowadays, it's not because you can't even pull up to the gas tank for $25. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So understand, you can't pay for the word, but you can help the ministry to continue on in the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I'm going to open up my line before I give the, amen, the call to salvation. Amen. And see if anybody wants prayer. If you want prayer at this time, press the 1. And I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody pressing. I'm going to go ahead on. Amen. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Amen. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord God. Father God, forgive me of all my sins that I have committed against you, Lord. I give my life fully to you, Lord. I dedicate it on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Continue on in God's word and continue and get you a Bible and read it daily and, you know, study it and to know what he's saying and talk to him and he'll talk back. He'll talk through his word. Hallelujah. Spend time with him in prayer. Glory to God. And he'll meet you at your point of need. Amen. And if you said that prayer, hit me up on Facebook on one of my pages. Inbox me and let me know it was you because God is so good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get out of here. Make sure you keep the announcements in mind. Know that God is moving by his power, by his spirit, by his might. And it's nothing that we can't accomplish with Jesus on our side. Hallelujah. You know, you want everybody else on your side, but when you got him, that's all you need, because he's not going to leave you. He's not going to walk away. And another thing, he's not going to be jealous. Ah, my God. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead on, amen, with the benediction. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome week. But remember to tune in next after the 30-minute break to Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. An awesome, awesome word. Amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.